your views on the Affordable Care Act are also very different from your Republican counterparts. You say you're opposed to repeal and smash, your characterization of the popular Republican position. What are the nuances that you think are missing in this conversation about Obamacare?
Health care is an ongoing daily thing. There are people tomorrow that are going to need life-saving medical care. If you smash something, what do they have? Repeal is a great slogan, but you better have something in place if you want to get rid of the current implementation of the healthcare system so that the American people who are already disappointed and are already suffering and are already paying higher costs have a healthcare system that they can use immediately upon new implementation of a healthcare plan. And I haven't seen one.
You have some very specific ideas about solving intractable problems. You've written draft legislation for immigration reform, and you have some unconventional positions on social issues. Where do you stand on gay marriage?
Well, I don't stand on gay marriage other than what the Constitution says. And if we're constitutional conservatives in my party, then we've got to follow the Constitution. The 14th Amendment gives equal protection to all citizens. And I think that if two consenting adults of the same gender want to enter into a legal contract and have a civil union that's tied to civil law for that particular state, they should have a right to do so.
Another area where you seem to not really toe the Republican Party line is when you talk about deregulation of the financial industry, the killing of the Glass-Steagall Act, or at least the components of it that separated securities from banking. Can you talk a little bit about why you think that was a bad move and the effect that that's had on consumers?
Now, the party line is capitalism. But when investment banks made deals that they well knew were shaky, and they applied leverage, which is risk, and took undue risk with the people's money and put their pensions and their 401ks and their savings at risk to make huge sums of money. And then their efforts failed when the housing bubble burst. They got bailed out by the American taxpayer, whose money they were risking in the first place. Now, I don't know what you call that, but that ain't capitalism.
Looking at this realistically, you are a newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a contender?
I'm not running against David Rauser and Woody White. I'm running for the constituents of the 7th District of North Carolina and giving them another choice. When I got promoted to Sergeant Major, which is the highest rank attainable in the enlisted ranks of the United States Army, what I told the people there at my promotion was, this rank isn't for me. This rank is for the soldiers that the Army now has entrusted me with and said that I possess the potential to lead an even greater number of soldiers. So it isn't about me.
Chris Andrade, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for this opportunity.